First, we have Honorable Horn also. Good morning, Honorable Janji.
Morning.
Morning, members of the media, PMG, everybody, good morning. Today, we will be dealing with the adoption of the reports on Correctional Services on Justice, Office of the Chief Justice, with regard to the supplementary budget that we have just been dealing with. Honorable members, I will start with the report of Justice, DOJ. I know that the report was circulated, and I take it that the members have gone through the report. So we will go through page by page to see if there are any corrections, additions, and subtractions from members, then we will go for adoption. Members, I would not be able to see you because I've opened my screen to read the report. If you want to raise any issue, just shout so that I can be able to recognize you. Is that in order, honorable members?
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you very much.
Chair Wilma.
Okay, honorable Neville Drachens.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to make sure it's vote 25 that we're starting with, right?
That's correct, Madam Neville Drachens.
Okay, great. Thank you.
It's the report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on vote 25, Justice and Constitutional Development for 2020-2021, as contained in the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, B10 of 2020, dated 17 July 2020. Members, are there any corrections on page 1, which is the introduction? On page 2, the implications of the COVID pandemic for the department. It continues to page 3. Page 3, overview of reverse budget allocation for 2020 MTF. Page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8, programs. Page 9, court services. Page 10, state legal services. Page 11, National Prosecuting Authority. Page 12.
Bulelani is on page 12, it's Glynis.
Okay, Honorable Breitenbach.
In the very last paragraph, 4.5.1. Just a grammatical amendment.
Okay.
4.5.1, second sentence, second line, and also funds transfer payment, should be payments.
Okay, yes. I think we should agree to that. Page 12, page 13. Page page 14.
Steve Swatcher, have you passed 5.9 yet?
No, we're still coming to 5.9. We are on 5.3, that is the last one, on page 14.
Just 5.1, there is the maintenance.
5.1, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to follow, I don't have the page numbers, the maintenance of rule of law, I think it needs the rule of law, 5.1. Okay.
5.1, the composed, that is, where is that?
I'm sorry, my numbering might be different, but there was a sentence referring to the maintenance of the rule of law.
Oh, to the maintenance of rule of law.
Do you see that?
Yeah. Did you pick that up, Ms. Silkstone? Ms. Silkstone, are you there?
No, I'm here. No, I haven't found it, but I will find it. I know it's there. It just seems to be
the very last line of that paragraph.
Okay.
I'll find it, don't worry.
Yeah, okay. Okay, you will
I found it.
Okay.
Okay.
Page 14. Page 15.
Chair, page 15, Wilma.
Yeah, Honorable Nibot, Drachens.
Page 15, 5.6.
Okay.
5.6 on page 15, the third last line. So the third last line says, I'm just trying to figure out what's being said. Okay, third last line is aimed at combing and the comb. Okay, combating GBV, gender-based violence. I think that there's a repetition of the word, the one word there.
Okay. Ms. Silkstone will deal with that.
Did you get that? Yeah.
Okay. Ms. Silkstone, did you get that?
Yes, I've got it. I've already corrected it.
Okay. And then the same paragraph, the last line says, the committee agrees that, however, welcome. It doesn't sound right. So just one of those words needs to be taken off.
That is on page 15.
Yes, it's the same paragraph, so it's the last line on page 15.
Okay.
So it says, however, and then welcome is used. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it from page.
Okay. Edited. Yes.
Swart.
Honorable Swart?
No, I don't know if you're at 5.9 yet.
No, not yet.
Thank you.
We're still coming, yes. On 5.5, I think it's the last paragraph. The committee has expressed some skepticism given the slow pace of efforts to integrate and modernize justice system. Can't you find another word for skepticism?
Yes, I will.
Okay. So can you go to page 16, which will, we're not yet there, Mr. Honorable Swart. Page 16. Page 17, Mr. Swart, 5.9.
I was just wondering whether we can strengthen 5.9 because we expressed a very strong view on civil recovery by the asset forfeiture unit. And I seem to remember you saying that we will ask them to report back to us on that. Whether we express ourselves strongly enough there. It says the committee supports the NPA in its corruption busting role and therefore notes the NDPP's comments that the asset forfeiture unit has been undermined by a lack of capacity and resources. The committee intends to pay closer attention in future to the work of the asset forfeiture unit, maybe in brackets after that, given its key role in freezing orders and civil recoveries.
Okay.
Something like that. Given the key role it plays in civil recoveries of misappropriated state funds. In brackets, just to strengthen the role. Remember, we focused a lot on civil recoveries.
Yes. Yes. Should we not add asset forfeiture unit and the SIU?
I think so, because I don't think we mentioned the SIU anywhere in that context.
Okay. What is the view?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the view of other members?
While we're watching him, he's still on the right track.
Okay. Okay. Page 15, any other addition? We will rework that one to add the issues Honorable Swart has raised. Page 17, any other issue? Can I put now the report as a whole? Is there a mover for the adoption of the report?
I move chairperson with amendments or corrections.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mofuke moves the report as corrected. Any seconder?
Wilmanio Drukhan seconds the report, Chair.
Honorable Nivot Drukhan seconds the report as corrected.
Chairperson?
Honorable Ndlozi?
Just please note our objection, Chair, the EFF.
We note the objection of the EFF.
Chairperson?
Do we also note the neutrality of the DA and ACTP, please, quickly?
Mr. would you just confine yourself to your business? You're not the chair. The DA reserves its position, thank you.
The Alliance reserves its position.
And the ACDP reserves its position. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Honourable Gianti, as well.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. Can we go to the next report? Draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on Special Adjustment Budget, Vote 22, Correctional Services, as contained in Appropriation Bill B10 of 2020, dated 17 July 2020. The report was circulated, and I think members have had the opportunity to go through the report. We will correct the report page by page, and then thereafter move for the adoption. Are there any corrections on page one, introduction? On page two, implications of COVID-19 on the mandate of the department.
Yes, sir.
Who's speaking?
Chair. Chair himself that's speaking.
Oh, Honorable Self. Honorable Self, yes.
Yes, thank you, Chair. On page two, and actually it's still part of section one, paragraph 1.6, at the end, says okay. The meeting took place by way of virtual platform, and then they put unnecessarily -MS Teams. Well, it wasn't in fact MS Teams, it was Zoom. But my suggestion would be that we take that out altogether. I think it's sufficient to say that the meeting took place by means of virtual platform.
And take out the MS Teams,
period,
which is more of a marketing of a particular company.
Well, and it's inaccurate as it happens.
Okay. Do you agree, then, honorable members, on that?
Agreed.
And then further down, Chairperson, if I might continue,
yes.
There's a table with indicators and implication on performance.
Yes.
There are two aspects that I want to address myself to. The first is the fourth indicator, which says the percentage of inmates injured as a result of reported assaults in correctional centres. It then said there have been 144 reported assaults. That's just grammatical. But more substantively, if you look at the fourth and fifth implication on performance, it says there have been 144 reported assaults from 1st of April to date. And then the next one says, from the 1st of April to date. Now, the question is, what date is that? Is it the date of the report? Is it the date on which the department briefed us? Is it the debate? Is it the date of debate by the National Assembly? I would prefer to say between 1st of April and whatever date, the 15th of July, which is when the department briefed us. I just make that suggestion because it's more accurate.
Can we put to the 15th of July, honorable members, so that we have certainty? I take it there is no objection. We are still on page 2. Are there any further issues on page 2? Page 3, budget allocation for the Department of Correctional Services. Page 4.
Me again, sorry to be a bore, but in the...
Is it Mr. Self?
It is indeed, like a bad penny, I keep turning up.
Okay.
In paragraph 4.1, in the last sentence, they refer to suspension and the variance of funds. I assume that E and the I are transposed. It should be variance.
Okay. Ms. Sulston, can you look at that? Can you correct that?
Yes, we will. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. We're still on page 4. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8.
Chair, are you on item 5 yet?
I'm on page 7 now.
When you get to item 5, committee observations, please.
I think we have passed the committee observations, Honorable Swart.
I'm sorry, I don't have the page numbers on.
Okay.
5.1,
yes.
I just wanted a date for that. The Deputy Minister reported that there were 1162 active cases. Was that on the 15th of July? I think it's important just to put a date there. as at a certain date.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. You know, I think Ms. Silkstone will look at that. I think let's adopt the date on which the Deputy Minister briefed us at the end of July. If you can change that, Ms. Silkstone.
Yes, I have. Thank you.
Okay.
Chairperson.
So, Honorable Ndlozi.
I'm on the summary of reporting request.
Page summary, that's page 7.
Yes. So the last point says see paragraph 5.9. And if you go to paragraph 5.9, there is no mention of gender-based violence. I think perhaps it meant to say 5.8.
Okay.
So the people who are writing me may perhaps clarify, but that's what I think they meant.
Okay. No, thanks. Ms. Stone?
Yes, Anulzi is correct. It is 5.8.
5.8. Okay, let's correct it accordingly. We are now on page 8. Appreciations, recommendations. Okay. Can I now put the report as a whole as corrected or amended? Is there any mover for the adoption of the report as amended?
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Masego. Honorable Masego, Jale moves the report with corrections or as amended. Honorable Mfuken.
Glenn is breaking.
Honorable Mfuken seconds.
And the DA reserves its position.
The DA reserves its options.
ACDP reserves its options. Thank you, Chairperson.
The ACDP reserves its options.
Chairperson.
Honorable Jose.
Please record the objection of the EFF.
And then we note the objections of the EFF. Thank you very much.
We're dealing with the building house. Don't worry. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask something, please?
Okay.
Where is Richard Yankee? Is he in Kachan or is he in Kapten?
Where is who?
That's next to you.
Yankee. Where is
he? That's next to you.
Down.
if you can just look around, you'll see him.
Oh, I really hope not.
Thank you very much. Can I just a second? It's very hot here. Now we'll be dealing with vote 27, the Office of the Chief Justice, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Correctional Services on vote number 27, Office of the Chief Justice for 2020-2021, as contained in the Adjustment Appropriation Bill B10 of 2020, dated 17 July 2020. Are there any corrections on page 1, introductions and the implications? Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. page 5. Page 6.
Chairperson.
Honorable Jose.
Yeah, my gadget doesn't show pages, so I want to speak to section 5.
Section 5 deals with do you want to speak on programs?
No, it's observations, section 5. I'm just saying, in case you get
okay,
there,
yes,
please do.
Here.
Yes, indeed. Thanks.
Okay. No. Okay. Sure. No, we are definitely going to note you.
Just before Chair, I'm sorry. Also, 3.5. I think you might have passed that already.
Yes, 3.5.
But I think it's 3.5.1 bullet 2. I think that is a very serious comment, and we need to incorporate something at the end. The comment, the OCJ may not be able to procure the necessary PPE to continue to fight the COVID-19 pandemic and to ensure the safety of judges, officials. I think that is a very insightful, but it's a matter of deep concern, given that most of your judges would be at high risk over the age of 60, possibly comorbidity. So I don't know if one needs to add something at the end to highlight that or whether that is a sufficient point. But I think it's something we might also want to raise in the debates as well.
Can we suspend it until the end so that we can deal with it holistically?
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you very much. That was page 5, I think. Page 6, programs. Page 7. Page 7 also includes superior court services. That is page 8. Page 9, judicial education and support. Page 10, observations, Honorable Jose. Honorable
Jose. Well, thanks. Yes, indeed. Thanks, Chair. Well, number one, I think the report is numbered in a bit of a bit differently. So from 3, it moves to 5. There's no 4. In terms of the numbering. So can they please look at that? Because you'll see that after 3.3.5, it goes to section 5, which is observation. So there's no section 4, unless I have a wrong report.
I think there's a problem with your report. There's 3.5.1, and then there's programs, which is 4.1, administration, 4.1.
So there's what? I think I might have the wrong report because I've got... okay, Chairperson, let me... This is the report I read, which
okay.
is numbered differently. Let me go back to my emails from yesterday. Yeah, I will... I don't want to raise points that have been raised.
Okay. No, we are still on observations. You can still come back if you still think that the issue that you wanted to raise has not yet been covered.
Okay, Chair, let me just say this and then you'll correct me if I'm wrong. I think that we've got to insist as well. It seems to me it's something we had discussed and agreed upon on all the entities that appeared to us, that we have to get a proper breakdown in relation to the procurement of PPEs. I would like that to be integrated even in this report, that we have to get just beyond whether they follow the right procedures or not, but a proper breakdown of where they're procuring them and all of that. because there has to be some attention to detail, taking into consideration all forms of reports that the space of PPEs is becoming infested with misappropriation and corruption, mispricing and all of that. So let's integrate that even here. That's number one. Number two, I would like a paragraph about gender-based violence and the fact that there is a commitment to the resensitization and the retraining of judges when it comes to cases of gender-based violence. We couldn't submit a report that says nothing about this aspect of life. At least the one that I have read has said nothing about gender-based violence and the constant commitment we hear about the retraining of judges, the resensitization of judges when it comes to gender-based violence cases. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Can I suggest the honorable members that the first issue that Honorable Dozo raised, I think it's important that we also insert it in the previous report that we have adopted, because I remember what we said in the last meeting is that it must not be seen as if we are just targeting correctional services. All our entities need to give us those detailed breakdowns and reports on how procurement has happened in the space of COVID-19. So can I suggest that with your permission, we include it now on this report and even the previous reports that we have adopted.
Chair, it's Werner Horn speaking.
Honorable Horn?
Yes, Chair, I have in principle no objection. As a matter of fact, I think it is something the Honorable Nglozi has been driven, which is definitely something the committee must adopt as part of its agenda. However, I don't think it would be fair to include this in the report of the OCJ and the Department of Justice if it was not something we have raised with them when they appeared in front of us to unpack the adjustment budgets. Our report must be a reflection of what they came and presented and what members raised with them. So I would not be in support of including it in the reports for that simple reason, although I'm fully in support of including it in our agenda for the upcoming quarter in our activities. Thank you.
Chairperson?
Honorable Janji?
Yeah, I want to immediately, for a very strange reason, stand close to Werner Horn on this issue. I agree with him. You would not want us, when we're looking at adopting this report, to generate new things that would not have been raised on the spot with the relevant departments. On the correctional services, we raise this issue sharply, and it reflects in the report of the correctional services. But I think the issue that you helped us with is that as we did that with correctional services, you then say, as part of our agenda, we need to make sure we mainstream this issue as a particular focus program for all the departments and entities. It does mean that we're going to have to communicate that to those that we could not raise with them in the meeting. So in that way, that's why I support Honorable Horn is correct, because if we start that process, then it's going to create a wrong precedent where we surprise the departments or the institution. Because when they left there, they would have picked up what is it that was raised. So we can't in their absence just start raising new things. So I wanted to support him on that, but still to say you indicated in the same meeting that, and we supported that, that we're going to take an approach that focuses on that follows the money on the COVID-19 expenditure. That's the approach we took. We're following the money on where these expenditures are. We're very detailed on the correctional services. It might mean that as a chair, you are going to need on our behalf to communicate that with all of those where we did not raise it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Stanchi. Any other member?
Yes,
Glenis. Honorable Glenis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I support the submissions of Mr. Horn.
Okay.
Richard Janji. Don't just select.
Honorable Jose.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think the logic is fundamentally flawed. It's okay for members to disagree, but I think it would be very sad that Parliament can't make its opinion outside the guidance of the executive arms of the state or the judicial arms of the state on any matter. That it will have to make its opinion, its observations on the basis only or on the terms only that are determined by these entities. That will be a sad day for the type of robust oversight, robust accountability, and the independence that Parliament has. We were free to make observations, and such observations need not have to be on the terms determined by the entities. So you may as well agree, you may indeed disagree that something shouldn't go into the report, but that can't be the basis that purely because it was not raised with them, such an observation cannot be made. You are limiting your capacity as Parliament and your freedom and your rights. That can't be the basis. I fundamentally think we must dispatch with that, with such thinking. I'm welcome to members saying these observations must not go in and all of that, but that can't be the basis. That can't be the language even of members of Parliament, that we can only make observations be on the basis that they have been properly conversed with the entities. No, we're free to make whatever observation that we want. We can even make such observations in their absence. It's our report. It is what we think. It is what we come to conclusion on. And I think it's fair that there is even a section called observations. Often when we engage these people, we ask questions. We don't even get in a point where we debate amongst ourselves or debate with them. If you look at the flow of all the conversations, it was constantly couched in questions and answers, questions and answers. And therefore, when we reflect, it's time then to enter into that reflection without them. Having listened to what they said, having questioned them, we make our own observations, our own conclusion, and then make a recommendation. Parliament can't work like that, as honorable members are suggesting. So on those basis, I think let them give us a different reason other than the fact that a committee can't make its own observations outside or in the absence of entities. That will be a sad day for our work as Parliament, if that's the logic we're going to be succumbed to. Thank you.
I think he's got it wrong altogether.
Honorable Janji, can you speak to the chair? I will note. Do you want to respond?
Yes, Chair.
Okay, Honorable Janji.
I just think, Chair, it's very unfair that the Honorable Ndlozi makes a determination of that nature to actually misrepresent us live just in front of us about what we've just said. So it's a complete misrepresentation of the brief discussion that has been there before. Even under observation, we are saying the points that you made as a chair, we are going to have to take up those issues, but it is wrong because the report that you are adopting is a report that we're in a discussion with those kind of entities. If you have missed something in that discussion, you can just throw it in in the way that he was smuggling the issues. And I don't think it's correct for him to say that we are now because it's taking it too far that we are now limiting ourselves as members of parliament about the kind of things that we're going to have to observe. We've been observing things throughout all our meetings and made the kind of decisions. We are not being ruled by the executive or the entities or limited by them. So I find it quite a bit extreme in terms of his own assessment of what we've just faced.
Okay.
It's Werner Horn speaking.
Honorable Horn?
Yeah. Now, Chair, I think the basic principle is this. This is not a report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice on necessarily all the matters that is something that the Portfolio Committee feels there is an obligation both on itself and on the department to deal with going forward to ensure accountability and proper oversight. This is a report that deals with our interaction with the department in respect of the adjustment budget. And for that simple reason, we must confine ourselves to the interaction we had in respect of the adjustment budget with the department. While the Honourable Ndlozi is quite correct to say we can always observe matters outside of what we sourced from the department during our engagements, he's quite correct in saying that. But those observations can logically, to use his term, and reasonably not find their home in this report. Those observations must be dealt with by this committee if we set aside a specific date and time to deal with a bit of planning in order to take ownership of our own agenda and program for the months to come. That's as simple as it is. Thank you.
I think, honorable members, we need to bring this matter to its finality. And I would suggest that we take the view of the majority and say that we will include this issue, what we have observed now, as part of our program of further engaging with the two departments, that is the Office of the Chief Justice and the Department of Justice, on this issue of the procurement of COVID-19 items. That the majority view is that we should not include it here, but we should, as part of our program, ensure that we call them, we ensure that we continue to monitor this issue as part of our program, and we interact with them further on this one. Can we move from this issue?
Yes, Chair.
Agreed, Chair. May I, 5.6, I'd like to suggest a further amendment.
5.6?
That would be the last, and that is in line with the issue I raised earlier about the paragraph 3.5.1, where it indicates that the OCJ office may not be able to procure the necessary PPE to continue to fight COVID-19 and to ensure the safety of judges and officials. And I think we need to put a sentence here to say, referring to that, the committee notes with deep concern that the OCJ may not be able to procure the necessary PPEs, given that many judges and possibly officials would be in the risk category, i.e. over the age of 60 and with possible comorbidities. Then you can tie in something along the lines of what you've just suggested on the previous item, that we would raise this going forward, the procurement of PPEs. We don't have to say that, but I think we need to refer that is deep.
Honorable Swart. Honorable Swart. Honorable Sir?
It's a deep concern. Then they will...
Honorable Sort?
Yes, I've finished.
No, I could not hear your last two paragraphs.
The only, what I suggested then was you can follow up with this when we're discussing the procurement of PPEs as per our program. But my suggestion would be just to insert that we, as per my suggestion, the committee notes a deep concern, and then we refer to that clause, that the OCJ may not be able to procure necessary PPEs. That is what they told us. And we need to highlight that. And we need to say why we're highlighting, given that many judges and possibly officials would be in the risk category, i.e. over the age of 60 and with possible comorbidities. Full stop.
Okay. Are there any views on this matter?
Chair, Glenis?
Honorable Glenis Bredenberg.
Thank you, Chair. I don't think it can do any harm to support that view. It is an important view. That's an important point to make. So if we can find space for it, I think we can make it.
Honorable Glenis Bredenberg supports the view. Any other view, either in support or contrary to the view expressed by Honorable Swart? Can I take it that way? Honorable Janji?
I have no problem, Chair, except that they are going to oppose it when we adopt the report. That's fine.
Okay. Honorable Janji supports. Honorable Lewood Drachens?
Yes, Chair. I support that addition, Honorable Swart's suggestion, because I did ask in the meeting if, you know, the matter of will they be able to purchase the PPE. So I do support Honorable Swart's proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think, Ms. Silkstone, you will add that paragraph on 5.6.
Yes, I will. I'm doing it now.
Okay. Honorable members, that is all. Can I now put the report as corrected? Is there any supporter of the, any mover for the report to be adopted as corrected?
Sorry, Chairperson.
Okay, Ms. Silkstone.
Sorry to interrupt. There was a point around the gender-based violence. Is that?
Yes. Honorable, you raised 2 points. I think we focused on 1 point, and then you raised an issue about domestic violence. Ms. Silkstone?
I just need to know whether I should include a paragraph on that, or whether the, yeah.
There seems to be no objection. I think you can include it.
I will.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Can I now put the report as corrected? Is there any mover?
Chair?
I
move, Chair, and I note the objection and reservation from the others.
Honorable Janji moves, we strike the other part.
But this honorable member is Judge Arachman.
We strike the other part.
And Chairperson, you have to rein on such conduct. It's really Judge Arachman.
Honorable members, the report has been moved. Honorable Lewood Drachens supported. Is there anyone who is against the report?
Yes.
So the report has been seconded. I take it there are no reservations in this.
Yes, not the reservation of the ACDP, Chair. ACDP reservation. Thank you.
Honorable Glenis Bredenberg.
The DA reserves its position. I'm going. I have to leave the meeting now. I've got to go and find Janky.
That's spielekies. Nice spielekies.
Honourable members, we're in a meeting. Let's try and maintain the decorum of the meeting. DA and ACDP reserves. Any objections? No objection. The report is adopted. Honourable members, I'm informed that we will be debating on Thursday, vote 25, Justice, I think at 4 o'clock. So we will meet on Thursday. I think the other reports will not be debated in this EPCs. They will be part of question and answers on the 29th of July when we finally adopt the reports. So we will meet on Thursday, honorable members. Thank you. I think we have come to the end of our meeting. Is there any mover to close the meeting?
I propose closure, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, seconder.
Thank you, Chair. I second.
Thank you. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.